My name is Andrew, and this is the Who Dat Discussion, a New Orleans Saints podcast where we talk about all Saints news, opinions, and reactions. So before we get into some Dez Bryant talk and a preview of Saints Bengals, I just want to say if you like this podcast and you haven't followed us already on our various platforms, you can follow us on Twitter at the Who Dat Dis, on Instagram at Who Dat Discussion, on Podomatic at the Who Dat Discussion, and then also you can subscribe to our iTunes channel, our Google Play channel, our YouTube channel, and then also our Spotify channel. On all those platforms, you know, please like us, review us, rate us, leave comments, all that fun stuff, because, you know, just all that stuff really helps us, you know, see how we're doing, see what we need to improve on, see what we're doing good, and then, you know, just all that good stuff. Thank you for all the Who Dat Nation who's tuned in to all of the episodes. You know, just, I mean, you know, you guys are great, and I know more and more people are starting to watch. We're, you know, growing little by little, and it's just great that, you know, more people are watching. So, you know, with all that said, I think we should get into some Saints news. So, obviously, the big part of Saints news this week is that the Saints signed wide receiver Dez Bryant to a one-year $600,000 contract. I mean, it can go up to, I think, $1.7 million in incentives, but the base salary is only $600K here. You know, just starting off with his stats, in 2017, he had 69 catches, 838 yards, and 6 TDs as the Dallas Cowboys' first wide receiver. And in his career, you know, with the Cowboys, he's had 531 catches, over 7,400 yards, and also 73 TDs, which is the most in Dallas Cowboy history. I think we should get right into, you know, the analysis of the signing. And I think the Saints made it because Cameron Meredith is now on IR with a knee injury. He's going to need arthroscopic knee surgery there. So, I mean, he has a chance to come back, but right now, you know, for the near future, he will not be available. And Dez, to me, look, last year he only played about 10% of his snaps in the slot, and I think he's going to be the primary slot receiver for us, and I really do think that. I mean, we'll see, you know, once he starts playing for us in games and stuff, but, I mean, that's where the Saints have their real hole here. It's not really, I think Traquan's, you know, a pretty good outside receiver opposite Michael Thomas. He's caught some big catches. I think everyone kind of expected this from Traquan. He wasn't going to be amazing right out of the gate. You know, it takes some time. But I think that Dez Bryant, you know, because Cameron Meredith signing is a little disappointing, because I feel a lot of people thought he was going to be better. He had a really good year in 2016 with the Bears, and, you know, he just really hasn't came along with the Saints. So the Saints went out and signed Dez Bryant. They feel like they're all in, and they can, you know, they did this, I think, knowing that their wide receiver depth was thin, and then, you know, they went out and got, you know, a very, very talented receiver. As I said on Twitter, as well as, you know, other social medias, I mean, I said that you sometimes you just can't deny talent, and I've been saying it for a while. We've been covering, you know, the Dez Bryant possibility of the Saints for an extremely long time, going back to the offseason, and only, I think, like, our first couple of episodes we talked about it, and now here, you know, we're talking about it again, because it's obviously, you know, look, I knew that if our depth got thin at wide receiver, which it has, I said maybe Brandon Coleman at the beginning of the season, and they ended up signing a much better receiver in Dez Bryant. I know Dez Bryant's 30, and maybe he's past his prime, but, you know, so you just can't deny the talent that he has. I mean, his ability, you know, his catch radius is huge. I mean, just start off with that. I mean, he's able to high point balls. He's a pretty good hands when he has good receivers. He had some really good, so look, he's had drop problems with Dak Prescott, but when you go back to his years with Tony Romo, and, you know, Tony Romo, I think, is better than Dak Prescott in many ways, and, you know, I think that, you know, it's gonna help that Drew Brees is his QB, because, you know, look, a better QB usually you know, transfers to a better you know, catch percentage. And I feel like, you know, I think the years with Tony Romo, he had like a 95 catch percentage, and then, you know, with Dak Prescott, he was like only 85, you know, so that's 10% decrease there. So that's obviously a big deal, but I'm hoping that with the Saints, his, you know, catch percentage is higher, so excuse me there. And I mean, looking at other points of the game, he runs some routes really well, but he doesn't run other routes well. I think he'll have to learn that to be successful with the Saints. He worked with a route specialist, so I think that's going to help him, but, you know, I think that's going to be a big thing he'll have to do. And then in the red zone, I think it's going to be big, because he's really dirty on jump balls and fade routes. I think he could be really good there, you know, where you could just, you know, throw it up to him, and, you know, he can come down with that. I feel like he can do that I think he's strong in that department, and that's going to help the Saints because they have been a very, very good team in the red zone. I think we're like sixth in red zone percentage and touchdown percentage, but you know, you want to get that to, you know, top three, you know, like we have been in past years. I think the Giants game, that's really the outlier that's bringing us down, but I mean, I think that we can get even better there. I think it's going to open up Michael Thomas in the red zone. I think that's going to be a big thing for Michael Thomas. I think you're going to see more touchdowns for him because really before, you know, if you're a defense, wide receiver-wise, you didn't really have to focus on anyone but Michael Thomas. And now, especially in the red zone, it's going to be big. Michael Thomas can get a lot of one-on-ones, and he can win there, catch more TDs. I think that's going to be, you know, a big factor there. And then, you know, just another thing with Dez Bryant, everyone was saying that, you know, his character is not good. I just don't believe that. You know, I think he's going to, I think he came in here so knowing that, look, it's obviously only a stepping stone to my career. You know, I'm going to come here, play hard so I can get a long-term deal in the offseason this year. And, you know, look, I can stick it to the Cowboys, you know, in a couple weeks. Hopefully have a really good game there. Maybe catch a touchdown in Dallas. And then also, you know, I'm on a contender now, you know, which I was just sitting playing Madden a couple weeks ago. Now I'm on a contender playing football. And, you know, I feel like that's going to be really huge for him. His motivation is going to be high. And he's coming into, I think, one of the best locker rooms here, you know, led by, you know, Drew Brees, Sean Payton. You know, Ben Watson's a really good leader. DeMario Davis. All these guys are really good leaders, and I think they can help Dez Bryant, you know, get acclimated quickly and be successful with us. So I think it's big. I mean, I think Dez is going to bring a lot of good things to this team. I think he's going to be a slot receiver, so don't expect him to get, you know, 10 catches, 120 yards, and like two TDs like Michael Thomas. He's not going to do that. Expect him to have 2 to 5 catches per game. I would say that's probably a good amount. He's going to make some plays, some huge games. Maybe he'll have a huge game, you know, one huge game, and then maybe we'll need that to get the victory. But, you know, I think he's going to be around 2 to 5 catches, probably in, you know, about a 50-yard range, maybe like, you know, you're looking at 40 to like 75. I know it's a big range, but I think that's kind of the range you're looking at. And then also, you know, maybe a touchdown. I think he's going to score more touchdowns. I think he could actually put in, you know, 3-4 touchdowns. You know, I think he'll have a decent amount in only 8 or 7 games, depending if he plays Sunday. But going back to that, he is not expected to play Sunday, according to Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. He said that's unlikely. The Saints want him to drop a few pounds. I think they said 5 pounds. Look, a football player can do that quickly. But, you know, give him a week. I think it's actually, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, you know. So if he doesn't play this week, it's not that big of a deal. Let him get ready for, you know, this 3-game stretch after this game. This game's obviously really big. It's a road game, and, you know, especially with the Panthers losing Thursday night, it's going to be big for us to, you know, get a win in Cincinnati. But, you know, when you play the Eagles on Sunday, afternoon, 4 o'clock, and then you only play 4 days later on Thanksgiving night against the Falcons, that's really big. And then only a week, because then they play Thursday night again, they play the Cowboys. I mean, that's obviously going to be an emotional 3-game stretch for, you know, Dez Bryant and the Saints. And it's going to be big for seeding, you know, in the division, seeding in the NFC. And, you know, it's just, I think, a really, really big thing that we are full strength for those games. And I think this game's really big. I would love for Dez Bryant to play. If he feels like he's ready, Sean Payton feels like he's ready, make just a couple of plays for him, get him acclimated. Even if he comes in just as a decoy this first game, I'd be fine with that. Because, you know, look, Dez Bryant's just a really good talent. I mean, look, if you look at his highlights, you'll see, you know, he's elite talent. And I know he's getting older and he's not as good as he used to be, but he's still a very, very good football player there. So with all that said, I think we should get into some Saints versus Bengals talk here. So first, we'll start with some notes. The Saints are favored by 5.5 points. They have a 53% chance to win, according to ESPN's matchup predictor. Also, some notes. I mean, Saints are 4-0 on the road. I think that's a big thing to highlight. I believe that, you know, if they would win this game, that would put them over 500 for the year on the road. And I think that would be the first time in a very long time that we've had a winning record on the road. The last time that happened was 2011, where we went 13-3. So, I mean, that would obviously be a big, you know, accomplishment for this team, excuse me, there. But I feel like, you know, I feel like this team, just especially on the road, I think we're built to win on the road. The running game, you know, with Kamara, Ingram, I think Ingram's got to step up. I mean, we'll get to that, you know, in a little bit. But, I mean, just looking at it, I feel like our defense plays better on the road in comparison to how they play at home. I just feel like, you know, I mean, look, you call it because of the dome, but I feel like we've had some really, really good defensive games at home. But I think overall, I think we have a pretty good defense on the road. I think that's also because of the offense, because, you know, we try to take time off the clock, run the ball a lot, you know, and just, I think that's how you're going to really win games on the road. So I feel like this team's built to win on the road. And look, another, you know, playoff team on the road, it's going to be a tough game. You know, no one's going to say this is easy, but, you know, Cincinnati, they are banged up. And I think that's a good Transition to our next note, and that's the injury report. So looking at the Saints injury report, to me, the only player that's going to miss this game, or, you know, because there's really no one else questionable even in this game here, but I feel like, you know, Davenport will miss this game. He didn't practice, you know, Wednesday or Thursday, so unless in a miraculous recovery Friday, they didn't come out with the injury reports yet when I'm recording this. But, you know, I would say Davenport's going to be out for us, but that really should be it, especially because the Saints put Meredith on IR. So, I mean, out of the players that could play, this seems like the only, you know, player that's going to miss. Cincy, they have a lot of people missing, so we'll just kind of go right down the list. AJ Green out because of a toe injury. That's obviously huge, you know, star wide receiver, especially how our secondary has been. That's obviously huge. Vontaze Burfict, linebacker, you know, I think their best defensive player. You know, he sets the tone, very physical. You know, people call him dirty at times. He has a hip injury and he's out. Their slot corner, Darquez Dennard, is out with a sternoclavicular injury there. Hope I pronounced that correctly. Also, their other starting linebacker, Nick Virgil, is out with a knee injury. Tyler Croft will not be able to go with a foot injury. He's their tight end. You know, Josh Malone, wide receiver, he won't be able to go. O-lineman Alex Redmond, doubtful. You know, he probably won't play with a knee injury. Gio Bernard also has a knee injury. Excuse me. He is questionable. And then also CJ Uzma, he is projected to play, but he is still questionable with his injury to his clavicle. So, I mean, look, they have a ton of injuries, and I think, you know, it's gonna be big for the Saints to capitalize on that, and I think that kind of evens out the home field advantage thing that the Bengals have, because they're missing a ton of key players. They're really missing the leader of their offense in AJ Green. They're missing the leader of their defense, you know, with Burfict. They're missing their slot corner. They're missing another starting linebacker. You know, one of their, you know, tight ends that's, you know, pretty solid. You know, young wide receiver out. Look, another offensive lineman out. Gio Bernard, you know, good backup, he may not be able to go. And then, you know, and just a lot of inactives, and I think that could really go into the Saints' favor. Now onto the storylines. You know, we'll be able to keep up the momentum on the road. We talked about that a lot, and I really think we'll be able to, because we play very, very, you know, stable on the road. We don't try to get ahead of ourselves on the road. And then, you know, we run the ball a lot and we play pretty good defense. And that formula is going to win you a lot of games on the road. And I think the Saints can do that. Kamara's been basically the truth this year. He's been amazing. Ingram, I think he's got to get better. I think that's going to be a big thing. If the Saints, you know, if they're going to win away playoff games, I think that's going to be a big thing. They're going to need Ingram to be a strong runner because, I mean, Kamara's great and Kamara's, you know, been able to do anything. But if now they can go back to that two back system, I think that could really be good for the Saints there. And, you know, I like how the defense plays on the road, a lot of physicality, especially, you know, if we get up on the road, the defense starts playing really, really good. When we have a lead, the defense starts playing really good. So that's obviously big there. Another storyline is we'll be able to stop Joe Mixon and, you know, the other skill position players, you know, Tyler Boyd, players like that. And I think Mixon, I think we'll be able to stop probably better than we stopped Gurley. So, I mean, Gurley still did his thing, you know, with the Rams last week, but wasn't that good compared to, I think it was one of his worst games, you know, top two worst games for him this year. And, you know, I think we could do a very similar thing with Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon's had a great year, but I just don't feel like, you know, he and the offensive line, you know, they don't really have that great of an offensive line against our, you know, linebackers who have been, you know, very, very good, our best unit on defense, and then our run-stopping ability in our D-line. You know, Cameron Jordan's been really good about that. Also, Tyler Davidson, you know, Sheldon Rankin's very, very good. Also, got to look at Taylor Stallworth, all very, you know, good linemen there, especially at stopping the run. So I think that's going to be big. Wide receivers, look, I think Lattimore's going to take Boyd. And then, you know, you got to look at Eli Apple and PJ Williams, and they're going to have to go up and stop, you know, really not so good players. Looking at Alex Erickson, excuse me, and he's more of a special teams guy, very slot receiver-like, a little shifty. He can be a problem there. And then, you know, obviously the other big player is going to be John Ross, who's very, very fast. We cannot let him beat us down the field. That's going to be the number one, you know, to me, point of, you know, this secondary. Do not let John Ross beat you. He is amazing speed. We know that, you know, fastest player in the combine. We cannot let him beat us, and I think that's going to be, you know, a reason why we're successful if we're able to stop John Ross. Now, John Ross really only can run straight fly routes. We stop that, I think we'll be in good shape there. And then, you know, our last storyline is, how is Cincy going to do versus our wide receivers? Because, look, Cincinnati has the worst pass defense, and, you know, especially when we have a banged-up wide receiver core, will that help them? You know, will Michael Thomas just go off and it won't matter? So, I feel like Michael Thomas will probably have a really good day, and then after that, I think we're going to have to see. I think Tre'Quan Smith may have to have a really good game in this one. I think Tre'Quan's coming along. He's got 3 touchdowns this year. You know, I don't think he's that bad. I think he's coming along, and I think he's going to be, especially by the end of the year, you know, a very trustworthy receiver. If Dez plays, that's a huge plus for us, but I just don't think he's going to go. They say he's not going to go, so, I mean, I would doubt that he goes there. But I feel like, you know, those two guys, maybe you see Austin Carr step up, but I really think for us it's going to be those two wide receivers and then a lot of other skill position players, whether it's a tight end or, you know, running back with Kamara, tight end with Ben Watson. So I think that's what's going to happen there. So on to our group by group preview. So first, as we always, we will start with quarterback, and I think Drew Brees has a clear advantage over Andy Dalton here. Brees has been, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the game. 18 touchdowns to only 1 pick. He's thrown, I believe, you know, around 2,300 yards there. The 1 pick, I mean, he's played just outstanding. Best QB rating in the game right now. Second best QBR. He's had the best completion percentage. You know, if he keeps his completion percentage up, that'd be the best, you know, in history. So that's obviously really big things there. Looking at Andy Dalton, well, he's had, you know, a pretty good year. I mean, he's played average. He's an average QB. He's always been average. He could play really good, make some big plays, and then he could have some bad games where he plays awful. You know, this year, he has 8 interceptions, 17 touchdowns, 2,100 yards, and a QB rating of about 93. So I feel like, look, average player, he's been pretty good. You know, I don't want to say that he's been bad, because he has been, you know, good. I mean, 17 touchdowns, 8 picks. You know, look, they've played 8 games, so you just double that. That's 34 touchdowns, you know, 16 picks. That's not a bad year. I mean, 34 touchdowns is outstanding. You know, you could take that by any QB. That's a big year for them. So I feel like that's going to be a big thing here. So now, how would we stop him? I feel like, look, you get pressure on him, and then, look, he does not have a lot of wide receivers. He leans on AJ Green a lot, so if we can, you know, they won't have him. He also leans on Boyd. If we stop Boyd, I think we'll be successful there. And Breeze, I think, she's just a better QB. You know, I think hands down Breeze in the MVP conversation. You know, I think playing like a top 2 QB right now, if not the best QB, and I feel like Dalton's just not there, and I think Breeze outmatches him there. Onto the skill position players, I mean, this is, I think, easy going to the Saints, especially without AJ. I think with AJ, it makes it a lot closer, but, you know, without, you know, their best receiver, I think the Saints have a clear advantage here. To me, Kamara and Mixon about equal out. I think Kamara maybe even a little better, just because his out of the backfield, you know, ways and the way he can, you know, make guys miss, you know, play really good. Because I feel like that's Kamara's big thing. You know, he is amazing at, you know, being slippery, breaking tackles, making guys miss, and it's just, you know, it's such fun to watch. I mean, you know, sometimes you don't even think he's human. I mean, the way he can just break tackles and stuff like that. Mixon has had a really good year, with, you know, about 500 yards. He's got 4 TDs. I mean, he's only played in 6 games this season. So, I mean, look, he's played really good. Gotta give it off to him. But I feel like, just overall, I feel like Kamara, you know, I think he's got the edge there. And then wide receivers, Mike Thomas is a clear edge over Tyler Boyd. And really, the rest of the receivers, to me, cancel out, because, you know, both teams don't really have depth there. And tight ends, you know, CJ Uzma, not a bad tight end. I think Ben Watson's better blocking-wise and, you know, catching-wise. So that's going to be, you know, I think, a big, you know, thing for the Saints. I think they have really a clear edge in both offensive categories. And then all offensive line, they also have a clear edge too. Saints offensive line, I mean, to me, they've been the best in football. Looking at it, looking at some film this week that Brian Baldinger did, and he, you know, broke down, you know, really the offensive line. And I was just looking at the film. Great job the Saints did against Donald. I mean, they went one-on-one a couple times with him. Really some nice blocking complex blocking schemes that, you know, look, a ton of defensive lines, they're just, you know, they're going to be completely beat. And, you know, they did an amazing job last week. They've been amazing. They've been a clear reason why we have had a lot of success here. Been on a 7-game winning streak. I mean, looking at it, left tackle Armstead, you know, he was rated the best, you know, lineman in all of football, you know, to this point. Andrus Peat playing now healthy, that's obviously really big for him. Looking at, you know, Max Unger, who's played extremely well in that veteran role. Looking at Larry Walford, I think he's building on his Pro Bowl year last year. And also Ramchek, who looks like an All-Pro this year. You know, they've played outstanding. Bengals O-line has played better than expected. You know, you got to give it to that. But their tackles have not been very good. Bobby Hart, who used to play for the Giants, so I'm familiar with him. He is not good, and he's had a bad year. I mean, look, they have Billy Price, you know, the rookie. He's not even starting for them right now, so that's obviously good. They got some depth there. But, you know, look, they're ranked basically mid-pack, maybe a little below. They're not a bad O-line, but I think our O-line's much better there. Now onto the defense, and I feel like both defense are not very strong, but, you know, see where they really match up here. I mean, defensive line, I think you got to give it to Cincy because they have a lot of people who can get to the quarterback and sack the quarterback. Just looking at it, they got Geno Atkins, who's always a force, you know, and that's going to be, he's, I mean, obviously not as good as Donald, but he's very, very good. And if he gets in Breeze's, you know, path, and especially because Breeze is not that tall, so, you know, pressure straight up the middle is would be a really big problem. So that means you need to block Geno Atkins from that defensive tackle spot. He's got 6 sacks, and, you know, they're going to need to block him up, you know, if you want to win there. Also, Carlos Dunlap has been extremely strong this year, 7 sacks, just amazing stuff. You know, they've played really good, so you got to give them the edge there. But, you know, the Saints defensive line, I don't think has played that bad. Looking at it, I feel, you know, Cam Jordan's been extremely strong. You know, the run blocking has been amazing. So, I mean, look, I think the Cincy has an edge, but not a huge edge there. Linebackers, I think it's clearly Saints. Saints, to me, have a top 10 linebacking group here. I feel like, you know, I think we're playing very, very strong there, led by Demario Davis, who has just been an absolute animal here. He's been able to, the speed that he has, the short tackling, you know, even on blitzes, he's been able to get to the QB. Amazing stuff there. And that's been followed by AJ Klein, who's having a really career year, excuse me. You know, he's been really, really strong. And then also Alexander Loney, who's really coming along, had a great game, had that huge pick, been very good. And then Manti Te'o, I think, will be active for this game because, you know, look, last game, they don't really run the ball with that, the personnel that he usually plays in. They're playing a lot of 11 personnel, a lot of nickel stuff for us. So, you know, playing Manti Te'o, to me, wasn't performance. It was just knee based, and to me, I think we needed that extra corner, you know, instead of Te'o. But I think Te'o's had a fine year, been good against the run, so I think, you know, he keeps up the work that he's doing. That's good. I mean, looking at Cincy, you know, they have a, should have a really good linebacking core with, you know, they have Perfect, Princeton Browns, you know, solid, Nick Virgil, these are all solid players, but 2 out of those 3 players are out. You're bringing up backups in, that's just not as good as the Saints, in my opinion, there. And then on to cornerbacks, to me, you know, it's really a push for how bad both have been. You know, at least Cincy has been able to get turnovers, so maybe give a slight edge to them. But both groups have just not played well. I mean, obviously, I think the injury to the slot corner, Darquez Dennard, will not help Cincy out there. Especially, you know, when Alvin Kamara goes out in the slot. You know, now they're going to have to put linebackers there. They won't be able to put the cornerback there. So that's obviously going to be a point in our favor. That will be big. But to me, both have not been good. I mean, I think the Saints are trending upward, but, you know, I feel like the Bengals, with their ability to, you know, get interceptions, I feel like just, you know, about a push there. I feel like the Saints, you know, if we can, you know, if Lattimore, excuse me, can shut down Tyler Boyd, you know, just one-on-one, and then you leave Eli Apple to and PJ Williams to stop Alex Erickson and John Ross, I think we'll be in really, really good shape there. So, I mean, maybe because their wide receiver core this week is not good. I mean, no one really, you know, look, I mean, casual NFL fans may not even hear of these people. So, I mean, look, to me, we have, you know, the advantage on that front there. But now to our last category, and that's special teams and coaching, and I think the Saints have a clear edge once again. Sean Payton's a much better coach than Marvin Lewis. Marvin Lewis has got saved time after time again. You know, no playoff wins for him. Sean Payton obviously has a Super Bowl, and I think Sean Payton's a much better play caller and motivator for that matter, so I think we have a clear edge there. And special teams, look, they don't have awful special teams. Randy Bullock is not, you know, a bad kicker. Kevin Huber, not the worst punter, but you know, Thomas Morstead and Will Lutz, you know, top really kickers and punters in this league. Taysom Hill, that's obviously a huge factor. I think we'll be using him, especially to, you know, clock management and stuff like that. And, you know, he's been the special teams ace. He's been, you know, just basically a flex. He's been the jack of all trades. Been very, very good there. And also, you know, Justin Hardy's been very, very good. So overall, we have the edge there. And now my score prediction, I'm going to go 27-17 Saints. I feel like the Saints probably will pull away late. I think we're going to have a good fourth quarter. I think it will be a duke it out game. AFC North teams are not easy to beat, but I think, you know, with their injuries and the momentum that we have, it's going to help. They did have the bye week and they still have all these injuries, so to me that's a little concerning for them. But, you know, look, you got to come up, play strong, and, you know, get a win here. This would be a huge win, especially with the Panthers loss. You know, so now we're 1.5 games ahead of the Panthers, so this is a big, you know, win to get, especially going into another 3-game stretch that maybe doesn't have, you know, the caliber of teams that, you know, the and the schedule that the three teams we played in our last three with the Ravens, Vikings, and Rams. But, you know, looking at the teams, you know, we're going to have to play hard against the Cincinnati. You know, they're a good team on the road. And then you have these two home games against the Eagles and Falcons. Those will not be easy to win there. So, you know, I think that's, you know, really what this game is going to be. I think we can win this game and, you know, not fall, you know, to really that, you know, what they call a trap game. You know, don't fall into that. You know, come out, play really hard, just like we did against the Rams. And I'm sure that, you know, if we play strong and we play our game, we'll get the W. And I'm really, I think, you know, we can, I think, beat anyone in this league. And I think we showed that, you know, when beating the Rams. So, you know, if we play our game, I think we can beat anyone. So now, I think with all that said, I think we should get to some Who Dat Nation fan questions. And really, a lot of people ask this question, but there's only one question this week that everyone was asking is, what are your thoughts on the Dez Bryant signing? Now, many people, you know, they want to know different things. So I'm just going to talk about, look, we talked about it for 6 minutes, and I'm just going to go on it quick for another probably 2 minutes, maybe a minute and a half, just a quick. I think Dez Bryant and why we signed him over the other, you know, wide receivers that we, you know, worked out here. And I think because Dez Bryant, Brandon Marshall, I didn't want him on the team. You know, he's too old, washed up. Kamar Aiken got injured a lot of downside to him. Dez Bryant, he's got real talent, and if you really wanted to add a player, splash move, this was a splash move. Now the Saints have added two players, two real, you know, solid players to their team at, you know, the we'll call it the trade deadline, or right around their midseason, you know, so I think that's really big there. Dez brings a lot of stuff to this team. I like the move. I'm gonna, you know, you gotta give it a solid grade here. I mean, look, not an A++, but I think it's very solid. It's low risk, high reward, and, you know, those types of moves you want to make, especially midseason, because look, let's say he doesn't turn out good, maybe gets hurt, you could just cut him. You know, there's no harm done there. You're not guaranteeing him any money, excuse me. So I feel like that's going to be a big thing there. That's obviously another thing to look at. But overall, I feel like, you know, really good signing. And I think it's a sign of things to come, really sign of what this GM, you know, wants to do. Win now. You know, and I think it was a really nice move by Mickey Loomis, really nice move by Sean Payton. Also, there was another report out that we went really hard for Patrick Peterson. Sean Payton really hard for Patrick Peterson, but we didn't get him. So, I mean, that just shows, you know, this team's in win-now mode, and, you know, they want to win, you know, a lot of games here, you know, in, you know, December, and then get, you know, hot into, you know, playoff time. I mean, look, right now we're 7-1. We're in good position, but that doesn't mean you let up. You know, you cannot let a collapse happen. You know, keep this momentum up, and, you know, you got to win games here. And I feel like this is a very winnable game at Cincy that we play next week. But, you know, I think it's just full steam ahead for this team. I thought the Dez move was really good. So I think that's all really good stuff there. So with all that said, I think it's time to wrap up this podcast. So if you enjoy this podcast and haven't followed our various, you know, accounts and platforms, you know, on social media, or, you know, where you can, you know, listen to this podcast, you can follow us on Twitter at the Who Dat Dis, on Instagram at Who Dat Discussion, on Podomatic at the Who Dat Discussion. And also you can subscribe to our iTunes channel, our Spotify channel, our Google Play channel, and our YouTube channel at the Who Dat Discussion. And on all those platforms, please like, comment, leave reviews, rate us. All that stuff is really, really helpful to see how we're doing and what we need to do better, and, you know, what you guys like. So, you know, I mean, obviously the Saints have been playing really well, and, you know, I like the way that, you know, this team has really come together. Their locker room's been, you know, look, a lot of players said this is the best locker room they've ever been in. So to me, it's just, you know, now you're adding Dez Bryant. You know, just all really, really good stuff. So I just want to say thank you, prove them right, and Who Dat.